Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Let's talk about some tales from the trenches. People call me up and tell me what's gone on in their real estate investing life, and there's never an end to the stories that I get to come up and tell you about. The tough part is picking which ones to tell you. So there's lots of stories. Let's get going. Who needs a real property report? First thing about that, let's talk about what a real property report is. It's a document prepared by a guy called an Alberta land surveyor. They are highly educated guys who come out to your property and they draw a picture of the property. Got a boundaries here, it's got boundaries there, it's got a house, it's got a hot tub, it's got a garage, it's got fences, it's got satellite dishes. They draw a picture of it all and they measure the relationship between the house and the garage, the house and the fence. Everything on your property is located and it is precisely measured. That's what a real property report is. It's called a survey certificate in other provinces. It used to be called a survey certificate here. Real property reports are part of your standard Alberta real estate purchase contract. It says in your contract that the seller will provide you with a current real property report and written evidence of municipal compliance. A current real property report means one that shows the property the way it is today. So if the seller bought the house five years ago and he hasn't made any changes and his RPR, as they call it, is from 5 years ago, then he can give you that five-year-old one because it still shows the property the way it is. Municipal compliance is whether or not everything on the property is okay with the city bylaws. So by way of contract, that's what a seller has to give you. So with that background, here's the story. I'm out going for my evening walk, and a house in my neighborhood has been demolished. It's been flattened. There's now a new foundation poured. And I go walking by on my evening walk, and I kind of glance over and I look at it. And I'm looking at the foundation of the new house compared to the foundation of the house east of it. And I'm going, gee, those are kind of close together. So the next night, I'm going for my walk. I'm a snoopy guy, okay, so I'll admit that. The next night, I bring my tape measure with me. I got my tape measure. And I go into the yard like I'm the architect or the owner or some other kind of guy, and I take my tape measure out and I measure between the two foundation walls. So, you're supposed to have, here's one of those municipal compliance things, you're supposed to have 4 feet between the property line and your foundation. And your neighbor is supposed to have 4 feet from the property line to his foundation. 4 and 4 is? And the distance was 5 feet 2 inches. 5 feet 2 inches. So, when they banged down the old property and built up the new, and poured the new foundation, and a land surveyor came along and he put all the stakes in, and I think that the new guy has dug properly and located his new foundation properly so that he actually has a 4 foot side yard from his foundation to the property line. So I think he's okay. So we said we had 5 feet 2 inches, take away 4 feet is 14 inches. 14 inches. So that's what the side yard is now for the neighboring property, which is an investment property, by the way. I know the guy who owns it. His name's Louis or Lenny. Haven't met him too many times. It's an investment property. He rents it out. I talked to Lenny. He never asked for a real property report when he bought. Now, what's he facing? He, for certain, has to build a new sidewalk around the other side of the house. And he does have room to do that, so he can do it. But sidewalks aren't cheap, and he has to do it. He's going to have the eaves of that big old house built next door over his property. He has to reroute his eaves troughs. He has lost all the light on one side because this is now the way current houses are built. It's a big house. And he has, maybe more importantly or most importantly, he's limited the use of his property. Because now the only person who will buy from him is somebody who will want to rent out that property or someone who wants to knock it over and build a new property. Anybody who might want to buy that property and do some renovations and add-ons can't do it because all of the municipal compliance things are way offside. So I asked Lenny, you know, did you get a real property report when you bought it? He goes, no. I said, why not? He goes, I didn't know what it was and I didn't think I needed one. So I didn't. So in older neighborhoods, it's just a little tip. This is just one thing about real property reports. Older neighborhoods are especially dangerous for real property reports or for problems that can arise from real property reports. Houses are put every which way. Fences are badly located. So in older properties, for sure, get a real property report. So what do we learn from this? We've talked just tonight about, or in this tale, about one little thing about real property reports, and there's lots and lots and lots to learn about them. So the Alberta Land Surveyors have a pretty good website. You can go there and look, or you can talk to your lawyer about real property report issues. So that's one thing. I say again that the standard contract here in Alberta says that the seller will provide you with a current real property report and written evidence of municipal compliance. And clients call me up and say, the seller says he doesn't have one. Do I need one? And you know, the answer to that is it depends, but it's a fairly complicated question, and you can't just rely on somebody saying, I'll get title insurance. It's not how it works. And lastly, your first position, stick to this. Somebody says, you know, should I get one, or maybe I don't have one, or I don't want to provide one. Your first position is, I want a current real property report with written evidence of municipal compliance. Start from there, and if you have to work your way down, you can do that. Just don't abandon the notion of it.
Thanks for listening to Barry McGuire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.